On yesterday's show, we were inundated with calls from parents on the expense that they had to pay to get their children kitted out for school. We were hearing that some parents were paying up to £250 for uniforms and up to £150 for PE kits. There was such a response to this that we promised that we would delve into it today again. And the Education Minister, John O'Dowd, has been good enough to come on. Morning to you, John.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning to you, Minister. Let me just play you a very short clip from one family who spoke to our reporter, Lisa McAllister. I'll play it to you in just a second or two. But what's your top line, first of all, to what you've heard of T-shirts? 38 quid a family's got to find for a T-shirt, for example.
Well, Stephen, firstly, let you know, I'm travelling at the moment, so this may break down, the communication may break down here, but let me make it clear. We have sent guidance out to all schools informing boards of governors that when they are designing their uniforms, that they should take into account the affordability of those uniforms. And the reports I'm getting back of the cost of certain uniforms, and I'm not going to go into individual schools, but the cost of certain uniforms in individual schools, in my opinion, is totally unacceptable. And they may well, and indeed probably are, a barrier to certain families, and indeed many families, accessing that school. And I think that is unacceptable. Parents and families should not decide on what school their children can attend on the basis as to whether they can afford the school uniform or not.
Let me just let you hear this short clip. This is what kicked it all off yesterday. And then we were hearing about schools across the country. So Lisa was speaking to a family who had their children at St Malachy's in Castle Wellham. Have a listen to this.
So you have your blazer, which is £39.99. You then have your shirt, £5.50. Your shirt's not too bad. You know, most people can manage that. Trousers were £25.99. I think I was quite surprised by that. And this is from the recommended retailer, you know, from the schools. The tie is £4.50, so in total that comes to £76 almost, £75.98. The PE kit was what really shocked me. For the T-shirt alone, it was £38.99. The shorts were £24.99. It was £1 less than the school blazer.
And this is what the programme then started focusing in on, Minister, the PE kit, which a child is required to have, and some of these schools, £39 for a T-shirt. I've never heard the like of it in my life.
Well, I have to say, if a number of children are attending the same school, then the bill soon mount up on a family. The department do offer assistance to parents who are in financial difficulties. It is a limited assistance and certainly wouldn't cover the full cost of uniforms, but we try to assist as much as we can. But again, I emphasise my point of view on this. Schools should set the uniform and the design and cost of the uniforms to ensure that they're not placing financial burden upon families and that families will not rule out going to a certain school because they cannot afford the uniform. All our schools are funded through the taxpayer. Everyone in one form or another pay tax and contribute to society. And taxes fund our schools. So therefore, in my view, taxpayers and their children should be able to access all our schools.
The question that I'm going to ask you in a second is, what are you going to do about it? Because let me read your department guidance that you issued to the Nolan Show yesterday that is applicable to the schools in Northern Ireland. And it is clear that many schools in Northern Ireland are breaking the guidance. So we've dealt with cost. You say that the cost of some of the uniforms is totally unacceptable. Now, the other thing that's happening is that some of these schools have a sole supplier, or indeed they insist that the only supplier of the uniform is them themselves, that these kids can only get the uniform from the school itself. So therefore, there is a monopoly. The school is writing the rules to force a child to have the PE kit with the particular logo, and then the school is setting the price, and then the school is limiting the supplier to just themselves. And then let me read the guidance that your department has. Schools are advised to ensure that their uniform is widely available in high street shops and other retail outlets and internet suppliers rather than from an expensive sole supplier. And it is flagrantly being breached by schools up and down the country. Now, Minister, what are you going to do about it?
Well, Stephen, it's guidance. We have a system of schools here in the north, and our schools are largely day-to-day management by a principal. And there's no type of time to change that. Our Good.
No, that's a pity. That's a real pity. Let's see if we can just get the minister back for that final answer, because it's a very important answer to that question. Minister, good morning to you again.
Yes, Stephen.
Morning to you. Just
off the line at that point. I was making the point that we have a very democratic devolved system to our boards of governors, who we entrust a lot of authority in and responsibility in. The department does and can issue guidance. On this issue, we have issued guidance. The school has to have regard to it, but they do not. It is not enforceable by law.
But what do you? So there's nothing you can do. But what do you think of any school in Northern Ireland that is restricting their uniform availability to one supplier? In other words, themselves or one sole supplier, in complete breach of your guidance?
I think it is unacceptable for what that is worth. But I also think that your previous caller made a very valuable input. Parents should be raising this, and prospective parents should be raising this point with the school and raising it with the Board of Governors. The Board of Governors are an accountable body as well. They are accountable to the school in that measure that they're being entrusted by government to run the school on behalf of the parents and the teachers to deliver education to their community. So I think where parents and prospective parents have concerns, they should raise this matter with the Board of Governors. They should be asking the Board of Governors as to how they did take into account the guidance from the Department of Education. Was the guidance from the Department of Education discussed at Board of Governors meetings? What was the opinion of the Board of Governors, and why did they decide to ignore it? And then move on from that point and continue the discussions with the school. Because, as I said at the outset of this, I think it was totally unacceptable. I do not believe for one second that a parental choice as to attending a school should be based on the fact as to whether you can afford the school uniform or not.
And I'll tell you what, John, with some of these prices, this is exclusion. Some of these prices, you could have a child, whether they're Catholic, Protestant, or any other type of background, who has the ability, who has the grades, and they are being excluded because they're from a working class family who cannot afford 38 quid, 27 quid, whatever it is, for a, not the full PE kit, for a PE kit T-shirt. This is excluding children because they're from a particular background and a particular income bracket. That's how important
certainly,
this is.
It can certainly justifiably be looked upon in the circumstances you've set out there. If a family, for whatever reason, at a certain time, are financial pressure, then they won't be able to afford some of the uniform prices that have been quoted in your school or in your show, and that I'm also aware of through my work as minister. Then you do exclude a section of society from your school, whether knowingly or unknowingly. One of which I think is totally unacceptable, and perhaps the debate that has been on your show for this last number of days will cause a number of Board of Governors to re-examine their uniform policy and to look at it from a socio-economic or socio-responsible point of view. Ask themselves the question, are we knowingly or unknowingly excluding pupils from this school because of our uniform policy?
Let me be very cynical. Hmm. How about this for a notion? How about some schools are deliberately, and I have no evidence for this, I'm talking hypothetically now, but I'll tell you what, it's a valid question. You know, if schools are reckless in setting their prices, is there some type of inference that they actually don't care if they are excluding working class people, that they only want a certain income bracket person in their school?
Well, I have no direct evidence of that either. But when you look at the prices being charged by some schools, the question, and you asked the question, I think it is up to those schools in the higher brackets are charging the higher prices for their school uniforms to come out and defend their policy. We devolve power and authority to Board of Governors, so therefore there's a responsibility for the Board of Governors to be able to turn around and defend the decisions they have taken. They're there to run the school on behalf of the school community and the local community, and if there is question marks over the decisions they have made, then I think there's a responsibility of those Boards of Governors to be able to come out and speak to their parents, their prospective parents of the community, and say, we made this decision because. And if they cannot justify the decision, then I think like any other body or any other grouping, then they have to change that decision.
Just two more minutes and I'm done. And thank you so much for your time this morning. There's an interesting situation here, Shirley, in that if your department is providing grants for some of these children in terms of their uniform, how on earth do you know if the grant money is either well spent or indeed what level it should be at if you haven't got any notion as to the breakdown of the price of the uniform?
Well, I think in general we can say that the grant is only there to assist. I am in no way suggesting that the grant will cover the cost of the average school uniform. We are there assisting members of the public who find themselves in financial difficulties. I'm of the view that it is well spent. If we can assist families to provide them with the children with a school uniform where they're going into school and they can feel comfortable in their uniforms in the sense that they are not different from other pupils, that we can provide them with grants towards warm clothing for the winter, etc., then we're doing a good thing in terms of education. I certainly would not be raising the grant to facilitate extremely high prices of uniforms, which they cannot justify. I think what has to happen is that those high-end pricing of uniforms have to come down rather than government extending its grants to meet them.
And final question, Minister. You know, sometimes the media makes good suggestions and sometimes not. But something's just struck me. When you say that you do not have the power to intervene in a situation like this, how about this for an idea? Should the Department of Education not collect data from the schools? In other words, ask the schools to provide your department with information as to how many suppliers there are for their school uniforms so that the public could see a league table of which schools are restricting the supply to just themselves.
Well, I'm not saying I won't intervene or have not intervened. The very fact that I'm on your show today stating my opinion quite strongly on this issue, I'm intervening. I accept I do not have the legal power to force boards of governors to change their position on this matter. I'm also conscious that the Department of Education is accused often of collecting far too much data from schools, and our principals and senior management teams spend their time responding to Department of Education circulars. So I have to take that into account as well. But I have asked my department to carry out some research in regards to this issue of school uniforms. I want to see both in terms of the power around the guidance and what other information the Department of Education has. And then I will return to the subject. And I can assure you that I will use whatever powers or influence I have in regard to this matter to ensure that schools are adhering to the Department of Education guidance. But I think the most powerful voice in this matter is the voice of parents and prospective and the parents of prospective people.
All right, well, let's hear from them.
If parents aren't choosing a school, then that school has to ask itself a question. Are we going to survive into the future?